Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We dealt with the chilukim that we have. I'm going to start from the Gemara. We'll have the Afayet Beis, where the Gemara comes and tells the truth to the dinam that we have in Peah. The side of Peah is, and if it's one field, of course it requires only one payah. If there's there's a hefsek in the field, partitions of the field, then you make it into separate fields. And if it's chayv of two separate payahs, that's what the Gemara's issue was. And the Namer, it makes a difference in whether or not there are patches in between, or what is in the patches exactly, whether or not there were acts of plowing that would say, that would divide up the fields to make them into two separate fields. Mars covers a machalic. It makes whether there are patches that were there for cloyus or for not just to store things there. The answer, the ini vaser of Ravid of Rav Yechon Rabbi Kiva was machayev up in the namer liyitzer. He was very rigid in dealing with the dealing of peya. Then some of the kavasim machado polik alei machado. Now, but the Gemara tells us, so what was the yisaido of what our Gemara is coming to tell us again? There are times we have a separate iser of being kaitzer before the ksiras ha'aymer. Separate iser to be kaitzer before the ksiras ha'aymer, just like there's an id, the iser to eat chadash, before the Eimer is brought.
Why is
the
no
Malkus? Wait. So there, that when the Eimer is brought, there's an iser to eat it. Here, there's an in of Christ, and sometimes there is a heter. A heter because that ksira is not done for those purposes. We had the Eimer there, you're being kaitzer only, let's say, from those things that are not eligible. Let's say to be brought for the Eimer. Let's say you're not doing it for the sake of eating, you're doing it for the sake of Michael Behemoth. You're doing it for the sake of, because you need the space. Or a case like that. So there are chilukim when this iser applies and when the iser does not apply. Now. And then of course we had the dinim over here all very nice. Where does it apply? It applies by chameshes. Mine dagon, and why? Because this is one of those things that require a shem lechem. The lechem, the kali v'charma loisaychlu, this is in by chala lechem, this is in that we learn out from matzah lechem, lechem that we have, lechem, it's erashava, chala, we have the din bar over here, we have, and the, like the kashas that we had, depending on the Rana and the Ramban, what's the criterion for the Shem Lecha? It has to be Roy the Kabbali de Chibutz. And what does that mean exactly? It means just that it's the species that we have that can Kabbali de Chibutz, or it means that even Bapoyo, the way the Rabban learns, you see that the Rabban has a kasha, what do you even need the din of Matzah Shira for? Why don't you just say, because Bei Peres say Machmitzin? You see, by the way, of course, well, Pashtus, you would see from the Ramban, how does he understand that didn't Bei Peres say Machmitzin? He means that there's no chibutz at all. Yeah. That the mashmal is not like the shita, no, it's like the shita of the, like the shita of the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam. Like the shita of the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, not like the shita of Rashi. Rashi in Pesachim holds Bei Peres say Machmitzin just means that it's not chametz kaber, but the Rashi in two places holds that it's, that it means that it's chametz, but not chibutz gomer. Yeah. Now what? We're holding now on the kaitzer mipnei hanatias mipnei bittul beis amedrash. Why? And like we've been saying, my time at kitzir chemam rachmana v'leik tzir mitzvah. So not a tzir mitzvah. So this is an avel beis amedrash. There it's all ksir mitzvah. And therefore, and that's the miut, the reason why our Mishnah says that this is an exception to the rule. have a shayla over here. What is this? What's the stid of the evil? The stid of the evil, because it's for a Tvar mitzvah. Are we talking today at the evil, to the rabbanon or to araisa? For the mitzvah to rabbanon, mitzvah to araisa, what is this exactly? They saw Amo where it's, Amo could be only to rabbanon.
Yeah, they come back.
Well, it's certainly going to be like that. That's going to be a drabonin. Well, it's certainly a drabonin. From a chadin to kevitz aris, is Ayman on this? Coming where the government, it's going to be mitzvah drabonin. Exactly, what is the what we would see from over here that it would be like this also? Even for the sake, as long as you're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it with Tzarech Mitzvah. Even for a Tzarech it would be like that. Pardon me? Well, that's a different thing already. Because of their tears, they're not doing nothing to do with the Mitzvah.
Right.
Unless... No. See, it depends on the two ways. When he's doing it for the sake of the tears, is he doing it because of a Hefzit, or he's doing it for the sake of Kilayim? So he says both ways. That right, so it depends whether that we're saying over here goes on the case of the Anatheus. It depends whether that which we're saying here is, that's why it says it over here only by these two, by the Anatheus. It's a different, either it's a different reason or it's the same reason. The second reason might be the Tzarech Kelayim, the Tzarech HaMitzvah also. That'll be the Heter over there also. Yeah, the first part of here, it's certainly not going to be going on the first way. Yes, correct.
Because Rashi said, I need from here mitzvah.
Yeah. But now, yeah. So it depends. So the first, but yeah, according to the first way, then it's only for the sake of Hefzid. That has nothing to do with this. Yeah. Lo yasek kriches avamanich etzvasim. Now what? Even when you do it without bundles. You leave it loose. My timer, why, to cover the afshar, lo tachin, as much as you could minimize the amount of tircha that you're doing, so we encourage that, we want that. We don't want them doing it, to go overdoing it, just because it's a heter, to take it before the Eimer. By time, Kaimash the Efshar Lotachinan a mitzvah, so Aimer Lahavi Minakama. What else did the Mishnah tell us? You bring it from the upstanding stalks. The Rabbanim in Tak, V'in Takrev, Minchas Bikura, Matavad Laimar. She'in Levisha mitzvah, so Aimer Lahavi Minakama. Minayim, She'in Laimatsa Minakama. Yavi Minha Aimrim, bring from the sheaves. You know that where the Torah is very flexible dealing over here with what you bring for the Eimer. What? I can't hear you.
It's already cut.
All right. But as far as what is eligible to do it? It's still eligible to be brought for a carbon. Now, look, if you're already saying it already, let's bear in mind, let's say he had it already, min ha'aymrim. When were those aymrim cut? Sometime before, right? The aymer balayla. We assume that they were cut. Way they're normally cut. B.I., right? Okay, let's just bear this in mind. Let's just bear it in mind. We'll tuck this little tidbit of information in our databases for a minute. Just for a minute. Here, Tabad Leiber Takrit. Tabaracha Takrit. Lefisha Mitzvah. Lahavi Min Halach. I mean, I am Shiloh Matzah Min Halach. You're very flexible. Yavi min ha-yavesh. Tamid laimar takrif. Davar achar takrif. Fisha mitzvasa liktzer balayla. How do you know min ha-yavesh shim liktzer balayla? She liktzer b'yayim kosher. The dechas ha-shabbos. How do you know the flexibility goes even b'yayim? How do you know you can even harvest it on Shabbos? Tamid laimar takrif, kol shehu takrif. Takrin Mikobachim. Takrim v'afilu b'shabbos, takrim v'afilu b'tuma. The shaila we have here is, Keren Ira, what are we coming on being mechadish over here? L'gabi nitzar miyam, we just said the is nitzar miyam. Let's say it found me the Ira. We just said that everybody said, when was the time that you made it into Ira? You made him into Ira already from before.
No, wait.
Besides that, wait. We're doing over here, you can do it beyond. If you have it, you do. So what do you need another pasuk here? You do it from Imran. When did you gather the Imran? Keren Ira is Zayman on this. Why it is like, why you, what is the Gemara Mina? What kind of a Hava Mina would I have? What kind of a Hava Mina would I have if you would do it beyond? Keren Ira says, that's very interesting. Santa Svara. It was already gathered min ha'imrim. But let's say to gather it on the 16th. Let's say to gather it on the 16th. B'yayim. Might be chsard at Tamimus. The case that we had before, what happened? He gathered it, he was kaitzer it, because from Imrim. So when did he gather it? Give it sometime before Yotif. Alright, that would not be a chasarda tzmimus.
Why?
And then, because it's there already. From the night of the 16th.
It's not
Lishma
by
Kasira
Simer, is it?
Lishma, it's not Lishma. Wait, but tzmimus. Maybe you would say that it has to be available for tzmimus. It has to be for 49 days. Starting from the night. Let's say you did it before the night. Erev Yontif. That's not going to be a concern to me. At least it's there for 49 days. Mashenkin, let's say you didn't do it at night. For whatever reason, you're an itis. Couldn't do it at night. You do it during the day of the 16th. Not the night of the 16th. You gathered it, you were kaitzer it on the night, the day of the 16th.
You know, 49 full days.
So you don't have 49 full days. That's the chiddush that we have over here. Dixer B'yayim is good. That I would not have necessarily known from the fact that I were able to gather it in Ha'aymer. That the Aymer that you have already from before, at least they're around for 49 days. Maybe now it's a chasarda tzmimus.
Would it need to be the very first part of the night?
What?
Would it need to be the very first part of the night?
No. That's a machlokes, really. We have the Rambam brings, they do it, but Laila, that means, Pilas Hayyim is called Laila. Not like Taisvis. Not like Taisvis. We never had about like it. Taisvis holds, Tmimis, what, whether Tmimis is a Mila, Tmimis, whether or not, what? Yes. Yeah, but that's true from that problem. That's true, but the Ksira, there's a that's the reason we kaitzer it at night. That's also Tmimus. Taisvis, that's what we had at Taisvis. And the Rabba. Why is it that we count the Sphira at night? We do it. There's a Kpena that it should be done. On the Sphira, the Ksira. That's because it's not the Ksira is there, it's the Tmimus from the whole time to a part of the Ksira.
It's not probably. The Yom HaMiyakim is the
carbon. But that's the Tmimus that we have over here. The Mesina Rambam says it. He was going the way the Rambam says it. So what does it mean? So what is it called? At what point? Yeah, but the Tmimus starts from the night. Wait here, let me read it for you. So we did, I mentioned this before, but the Machlokes of what Tmimus even means.
I thought everybody was talking about sphere.
But here we see even more. Here, wait a second. We even mentioned the Machlokes and the Tmimus doesn't mean, Tmimus doesn't simmon that it means at night, anytime, middle of the night, late, the later part of the night. Or is that also called Tmimus because it's not at night? Well, it means the earlier you do it, the earlier part of the night that you do it, the better it is. It's more tremendous.
That's
Taisvis. The rabbi, like the rabbi. But the rabbi brings it over here. Akaitzer kaitim tzira, so aimer. Yeah. Akaitzer kaitim tzira, so aimer. Ain't no like it. Whatever reason here, you don't get malchus. Mitzvahs I say, least by Shabbat, mitzvahs I say, least by Shabbat, Shabbat says to me, mice. Miyayim have us, aimer. That's by the sphere part. Shenebar is fatal among the Shabbat Shabbosis. Mitzvah leave those high yamim in my shvuas. Shenebar teesbruch habishim yayim. Umitchilas hayayim. Mainim. You do it from the tchilas hayayim. Therefore you might have balayla. Milel shisha osar benissen. That it should be, that's what it means. Miyayim habiyacha and the same right to rufa. It means the time of, that should be from the night. Mimitim tchilas hayayim. You do it mitchilas hayayim, which means the night. Because the night is the time where it brings out the sphere from the time of the ktsira. All right, so maybe it's a baila. You have that. And let's say you're a ktsir from before. At least it's already an ktsir by then. Let's say you're going to do it b'yayim, or the test zayin. The whole ktsira is not being done, really. Maybe you have to do the ktsira. Maybe the ktsira would have to start from before. Even though, but maybe the day of the test of Tezayin so is worse. We don't have the Maila there of the Ksir. Maybe for the implication of the Sphira is that it has to be Dafke Miyayim. That's true. Miyayim of Yachem, it says. But Miyayim goes on the time of Hochachamish Makama. When was that? That's already from before. All right. So now what does it say? So these are the Miyutim. Or the Ribuyim. Takrim is a very flexible thing, more encompassing. So here it says Nachama, but let here. The Xerbiyayim Kosher, but here this is the big, very big problem. That we have, major problem. Vatanan. So what we have, the next Xerbiyayim is Kosher. Freighting Gemara Vatanan. You're telling me the Xerbiyayim is Kosher. Now, of course, what will it mean, the Xerbiyayim is Kosher? Either one of two possibilities. It could be in the 16th where you didn't do it at night. Or you could do it on the 14th. You can't do it, obviously, on the 15th. 15th is Yontif.
I talked to
you. Let's say they didn't. I talked to you. I did. You have to steal with Mitzvah Bavavera if you do it.
Wouldn't there be a missus to do it on the
15th? No. Not already, no. But you would either do it on the, you could either do it on the 14th or else on the 16th. So now, Nixer B'yayim is kosher, but tonight, Kol HaLayla, we have the Mishnah that tells us in Megillah, Kol HaLayla kosher, Nixer B'yayimer, L'hatech HaLava Ve'varim, all the mitzvahs HaLayla, as we know from the Mishnah in Megillah. Starts Kol Hayayim Midaraisa from what? From Amud HaShachar. Midarabad, it starts from Netzachama. In Davar Shemitzvasa Balayla, Kosher Kol Halayla. So it's good, Kol Halayla. What do we have? Tani Laila Tobi Diyayim. Madi Yayim Balayla Lo. You have some of your mitzvahs b'yayim. For example, Kiyashayfer. You can't do Kiyashayfer b'layla. After Laila b'yayim nabi. Laila also. After Laila b'yayim nabi lo. Comes this also. You have Laila up under the mitzvahs on Laila. Cannot do b'yayim. Amarabba l'kashya. Harebi b'harabba l'asim b'reb Shimon. The Sadi Haya Aymanu Aymer, Haya Aymanu Makrev, Binchaso Aymer. He was Aymanu Makrev, the Binchaso Aymer. He was going to bring a dealing the Hakrava on Yontif. Beneath base. And he became Tameh. So let's say he did become Tameh. So what? It's not the end of the world. Why? Because we have that. If there's another option that we have, Aveyach, if there's another one, you bring another one. Takteha. Vim lav, and if not, I will not have a pikechus like. There's another one that's available. Again, I'm in a marker with Minchas Oemer, the neat base.
What? He became the
Kohen. Yeah, what is the neat base? The neat base, not the Kohen. And Yesh Acheres.
The
Tvur. The Tvur. Here we're talking about the Tvur.
What about the Tzitz?
Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Yesh Acheres, Rashi says, Afilu b'mechubber. Here it says, "If Yesh Acheres Afilu b'mechubber, Mevin Acheres Tachteha, V'Koytred V'Taychnen Isa." You go, it's an emergency. It's an emergency. You're Koytred, you're Taychnen, V'Yaim Shloyaimru. Why? Shloyaimru Mutter LaHakriv Mincha Tmeya V'Afilu Diyachin. We're worried. Maybe people are going to learn from it. They see you bringing a karma, which is tameh, even though bad, there's nothing wrong with that. But avapikein, it's going to, there's a marisayan over here. People are going to learn from it. They're going to think you can bring a mincha with tuma. So wait. Oh, this ayoyin amakri mincha soyer venit beis. Im yesh acheres soyer lo, have acheres, go bring another one. Even though you really could bring this one. Vim lav. If you don't have another one available, just do it and don't say anything. Make it, you'll do it quietly. Just do it and don't advertise it. Because if you're going to advertise it, people are going to learn from it. They think you're going to bring a mincha b'yachid. Betuma. Ibrei Rebbe. Hold on, wait. 1 second, please. Libre Rebbe, Rabbi Lozem, Rabbi Shimon, Aymer. Beikach uveikach, Aymer lo, no matter what, whatever you do. Beikach uveikach, Aymer lo, have a bekeach ushtoik. Shkol ha Aymer shenitzar, shalekha mitzvah, so apostle. He holds whatever you do.
Even if you have a place.
Even if you do have it. Yeah, even if you have a mitzvah, so Rashi says, u mitzvah tzira balayla, v'lo b'yoy. Therefore, careful, helkach. Hadatani liel nitzer biyayim kosher. It'll have to be, if I'm going to say that till they'll leave it to Rebbe, he, that therefore, Mahadasad the apostle, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. So when he says, Hevi pikeach ushtoik, it means, Hevi pikeach, he says, Mekach avekach, Hevi pikeach, Oimelo, Hevi pikeach ushtoik, Shkolo, Oimel, Shinitzu, Shaluk, Mitzvah, so apostle. The reason it's not, the whole thing is going to be apostle. And therefore, so it's going to be totally whether it's good or not. Now,
if you bring a replacement,
wait a second. What did he mean? He's telling us, Rebbe, that Nitzar B'Yayim is kosher. Now he holds Nitzar B'Yayim is kosher. Well, if you don't have, and therefore, if you can't find it, if you can't nachmo. If you cannot find a replacement, you bring this one. If you can't find a replacement, then you do it. Well, what's the reason? This is a very strange thing. Because if you don't have another one, you can bring this. If you have another one, don't do this one. And go ahead. That part wouldn't bother me. That part would not bother me at all. The fact that you have another one available. But here, why do you, and what, you don't really have another one available without doing a new tzira and a new tchina.
What does another one available mean?
That means, let's say you have another one that was harvested. You had extra. Yeah, they're cut. Right. You have another one that's cut. All right. So you did the other one that's cut. That's enough gemina. Doesn't make enough gemina anyway. You don't do this one if you have another one that's available. Well, we're saying over here, it's another one available. We don't need this another one really available. It's another one available with melacha. Now, what's going to allow you to go and do this? Now, to go and harvest it. All right. Well, that's not really going to be, because it's not really a problem over here, is it? It's Chalamite, right? So it's not you're talking about. So you're talking about Chalamite. So, all right, so you'll do it, Lutzarach Lemitzvah. That itself is not going to be a problem. But in a case where you would have it, you have. If you don't have one available, then you bring this. Now, what's going to be the heck to bring this? If you own two bis, who tripped seaborn? Nothing to talk about anyway. This is no problem anyway. But even if it's not Hutram and Sibor, it's going to be having, you're going to have the Heter Ritzit Sitz. So you'll have Ritzit Sitz. So Ma Rasta, with no problem. Now, according to Rabbi Lazar, Reb Shimon, he says, you don't have one available. You can't go and harvest it. Rabbi Lazar, Reb Shimon says, Venkach uVenkach. Whether you have the availability or not, it doesn't make any difference anyway. It's puzzle anyway. It's puzzle. Umitzvah's ktsira balayla. Therefore, Hilkach, Hadatani Liel, it must be that goes dafka leave it to Rebbe. Now, what did he hold, Rabbi Lazar Shimon? Do you bring it or you don't bring it? He holds he can't bring it.
Yeah.
You have no choice. You don't have another option.
You're
mevatel the mitzvah. What do you mean?
Bring it because it was not
Nixa Balayla. So that, what he says, yeah. So he had, well, Mr. Benkach, or Benkach, I will have a keach a steak. It became Tabet. So if it's about Stampa, so you can't. So what will you do? You can't do it now.
Do the Tumah.
You have to do it Betumah. Therefore, no matter what. Therefore, no matter what, if you have Tzir B'Yayim, even if you have the opportunity, the availability of Tzir B'Yayim, you can't take advantage of it.
Why? Because you can't cut it.
Because you can't cut it B'Yayim. So therefore what? No matter what, you're boxed into a corner. And no matter what, even if there is something else that's available, it's not really available. Available means that if you have another one, it's pre-cut. But if it's not pre-cut, it's not available. It's not available, so what do? You have to bring the one that became tamei ready. When I said you don't bring it, let's say it became possible for some other reason. But it's not tuma, so you'll use it.
He would
help
pre-cut it for this.
He could. But pre-cut, not beyond. No, Enechanabi, you're right. But if it will be done by, I'm talking pre, I'm kind of, in other words, it was an extra one that was done, let's say, by Laila. That's what I meant. I don't know about it. You can't do it beyond. If you hold the can't do it beyond.
And it's Tchina during the day,
then, bro? Tchina, no. Tchina during the day?
Yeah, you're
processing. That part would not be such a, no. It's Chalamayim, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Ksira. We're talking about the Ksira, right? That's right. Yeah. Akol Aradikshu Shlokim Mitzvah Sosmos. Amar Rabba Barachad Amar Rabbi Yechanet. Rabbi Lazar Meshivet Reb Shemin Meshidus Rabbi Akiva Rabbo Shel Aviv Amra. It's not like he said. Rabbi Lazar Reb Shemin is Meshidus Rabbi Akiva Rabbo Shel Aviv. It's not Kol Amar Rabbi Akiva. Kol melacha shef shelo lasay samayar of Shabbos. Hey, the deches on Shabbos. If there's an option to do it, not on Shabbos, not deches Shabbos. Well, we're talking about Karban Pesach. We're talking about Milo. Whenever we have the mitzvah of deches Shabbos. Is Savar lach Rabbi Yishmael? He also holds though like Rabbi Yishmael. No, Maksira Saimer is a mitzvah. That's how we learned the Pesukim of Kar Charish Makatzer Tishbais. This is not Rabbi Shmuel Leimer. We learned Makarish Makatzer Tishbais. Mah Charish Rishus on Shabbos. Av Katzer Rishus. Yatza Ktsir HaOimer. To the exclusion of Ktsiris HaOimer, that there is no Kiyuv Shmisa. You can do it. Shehi Mitzvah. And therefore, since it's a mitzvah, it's like a Shabbos. Vi Soka Daitoch. So how you reconcile this? How could it possibly work, the two things? Those things, the chayra, are mutually exclusive. You're telling me, on the one hand, that it's like a Shabbos. It's kosher. How can it be like a Shabbos? What are you going to do? You do it on Shabbos? How can you do it on Shabbos? Do it on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is also Nikta B'Yayim kosher. If it was not kosher, then you may have no choice. But if it is kosher, you can't do Shabbos. Ella, Lachaira, in order to say all this, what do we have to assume? Milindachin Shabbos Mabina, Nikzar, Shalaka Mitzvah, so if you did it, not on Balayla, you did it B'Yayim, it's possible. Because these two things are not reconcilable. The Rebbe, Lam Tamine, the Rebbe Shimonu, but great thing about, so what about Rebbe? Rebbe holds that you need to be Yibis kosher, which would mean that he has to hold that it's not like a Shabbos. Now, so the Gemara is saying, the Gemara before started off by saying, that Amar Rabbah, Amar Chan, Amar Rav Yechanan. Remember, Rav Lazar, Meshib, this Rabbi Akiva, Rabbah, and Rebbe is not like this. Frank the Gemara, what do you mean for Rebbe? Lam Talmidei to Rav Shimon. Isn't Rebbe? We know that Rebbe is a Talmud of Rav Shimon. V'hatanya Amar Rebbe Chayino LeMeidim Tzay Reitzel Rav Shimon Biskaya. Obviously, he's a Talmud of Rav Shimon. I know how you know my lips like Shemin, my lutis, my lutz of the god, my god, the karfif, the karfif, the karfif, the karfif, akher, achanu, bagin, until we came to our destination, where we came there in a way where we didn't have to do the malacha. Achanu, bagin, the mayan, shanarechato. Summer, so, I bazai. So, I bazai, what are we saying then? Lam tabine, derim Shemin, bitmil, but my lushmiale. That Reb Shimon held like Rabbi Akiva. He learned by Reb Shimon.
Who's
Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon held the summer like Rabbi Akiva because we have before.
Your brother Reb Shimon. Rabbi was a Talmud and Reb Shimon was a Talmud Rabbi Akiva, so therefore he should hold like Rabbi Akiva. Reb Shimon from
the
yeah. So since
Reb
is a Talmud.
Reb Shimon was the Talmud of him of Rabbi Akiva,
so
and he learned by Reb Shimon. So he learned like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon learned by Rabbi Akiva. And he is a Talmud of Rabbi Shimon, so we assume that that's what should be. So the Gemara is Haida Shabbat, Alotus, Mikar from Ligag, Achanu Magin, the Mayan. Some of the Kedah to Rabbi Shimon, that's true. But he held up another member of Rabbi Shimon also. The son Yam Rabbi Shimon, Mabo Arei, Abachaviva Mitzvah Bishaita. Reb Shimon, we learned, says how wonderful it is, how precious it is when people are mekayim a mitzvah b'shaita and not to rely on another option. Why? Like we all know, sherei hekter chalavim ve'evarim k'sher kol halayla. You can do it on at night. You bring a carpet on Shabbos. When do you bring the emurim? You could bring the Emurim Motzai Shabbos. But you don't. When do you bring the Emurim? You bring them during the day of Shabbos, even though you can get away with it by bringing it at night. Why? Leave it to Motzai Shabbos. Why did they do it then? Because it's Kedai to do the Mitzvah Mizmano.
Even though they can do it in itself.
Even though they could do it, so just like the Gemara, says you could do the Emurim toward Shabbos, you should be able to do the Tzira on Shabbos, because that's the right Zman. You can do the Mitzvah of Shabbos Friday night, you should do it Friday night, even though you could have done it during the day. Even though you could do it today, let's say Zion. What happened? You can do it on Sunday. You're bring it on Tezayin. You want to bring it on Tezayin. So when is Tezayin? Shabbos. So when are you going to do it if you're going to bring it on Shabbos? When are you going to harvest it? Friday night. Right? I mean, the mitzvah, so do it Friday night. Why can do it Friday night? You can do it on your dollar. You can do it there. Why do it now? Do it before. You can do it before. If you hold already chaviv a mitzvah b'shaita, just like you do the Emurim on Shabbos, you should be able, even though you can get away with it by doing it Motzai Shabbos, here you should be able to go and harvest it on your Dalid, do it on Friday.
On Thursday.
And as opposed to doing it now, so in other words, the Gemara say you should do that. What about why should you should be able to have a mitzvah with shaita though? Now that shouldn't be justification to do it, even if you can get away with it by doing it. Then it's no different than trying to get away with the hatar of the emurim or matzoy shabbos to get away with it by doing it on erev yontif. Right, do it on Erev Yontif. Do it on Thursday. So do that, the same thing. And therefore, that's the reason that he held that he would do it on Shabbos. Now, there's a bit, there, if you look at the bottom, Tosfos, the Gemara is asking, Abai Dachi Shabbos, because the Ktsira is Erev Shabbos. Now, it's true, that I says, even though the real mitzvah is to do it by line on the bottom tesvus. Came into the Yevin, since the Yevin, it's kosher, if you do it beyond, lo abidumya the tomit. It's not diamond, it's a tomit. Where did it come from that it's Necha Shabbos? From Mayada. Came into the Yevin kosher. Lo abidumya the tomit, exceed bankim of Mawado. Lo imahar the Dachi Shabbos. So Mistaber, the Dumi the Tobit Bo'inon. Mistaber is that if we have, by the Tzivis HaOmer, that this is also Deicha Shabbos, it's like any other carbon that's Deicha Shabbos. Like a Tomit. Now, by a Tomit, what is it then that is Deicha Shabbos? The Karbonis.
What else can you do it?
Lekatchila, over here, there's to do it on Shabbos, and therefore maybe it should be Deicha Shabbos, even if the Evan. You can do it all, but Afa became. It's still not diamond to the Talmud. What did the Torah tell you by the Talmud that is Necha Shabbos? It's Necha Shabbos where the everything that is absolutely essential for the bringing of the carbon has to be done on Shabbos. Look, it has to be done on Shabbos, even with the Evid. If with the Evid, and look at both the Evid, look at Chila, it has to be done on Shabbos, it's Necha Shabbos. Over here, but the Evid, true, but the Evan, you can get away with it. But the Evan, you'll be able to be Yitz even if it's not done on Shabbos. That much you can't learn out from the, that it should be Daimon to the Tabid, and that it should be able to be Daichas on Shabbos, even if in the Evan, you can do it even from before Shabbos. If in the Evan, you can do it from before Shabbos, you should take advantage of that, and not to be Daichas Shabbos, just to be Mekayim the Mitzvah L'Katchilo. That you don't see by the Talmud, which is really the template for the Din of Tchiyas Shabbos, because it says Mayada. So whatever the Torah is telling you by Mayada, that's an extension of the Din that we have here of Nixar B'Shabbos. It's able to be Daicha. You should say it has the same Gedarim as we have by the Talmud. And therefore, even though you can make a case and you say, why is Daicha Shabbos? Because the Mitzvah of Katchilas are doing a Shabbos. That's true. But in the Evan, you can do it beyond. In the Evan, you can do it from before Shabbos. In which case, still before Shabbos, you should take advantage of that. So you'll sacrifice the key of the mitzvah of the Katchila of Shabbos. And there's no precedent that you should be able to be done on Shabbos just because there's a Katchila to go away to do it on Shabbos. And therefore, that's how what the Gemara held. So Zelta Gemara, Rabbi Lozim, Rabbi Shimon, Lo Shmi Alei. Rabbi Lozim, Rabbi Shimon, so the Gemara says, what happened, Takin? Why are we saying of it? Going to Rabbi Lozim, Rabbi Shimon, didn't he hear about this also?
About
Habiba Mitzvah B'Shaita. What do we say? According to him, see the way Rashi said, well, Rav Lozer, Rav Shimon, he didn't hold on the Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Elamah, Kacha, Shmiya, Belogomar, Bina. The Hasam, Gabi, Evarim, Shining. Why? The Dach HaShabbos Shemachaveh Mitzvah B'Shaita. And because the Shechita already was done. You're doing the whole thing on Shabbos already. You're doing it on Shechita. That's why Shabbos Kaidim LaHaktara. And therefore you fear I do the whole Karma that you began with on Shabbos also. The Efshalah there already, you don't have Efshalah Seis on the Erev Shabbos. The Kaidim the Neaton Shabbos Lidchai Seitzel Shechita. Neaton Nabi Eitzel HaKtara. Ava B'Yaymer, it's a shail of initiating the whole thing on Shabbos. Ava B'Yaymer, lek the Meimer Rachi, the Mishas Ktsira, Akati lo itchi, there it's Akati lo itchi Shabbos. You didn't start it off yet, and therefore so don't do it. The Ava Gavda Lamachar, even though tomorrow, when we talk about the Hakrab of the Yaymer, the Ava Gavda Lamachar on Shabbos, you're gonna bring it. But now and so far you didn't do it. The Achad Mach I promise Shabbos Mishas Tzira Mia Lo Nidchis. The Lam the Layev Shalom Ayarav Shabbos. And therefore, had it not been for the fact that you would not cannot do it on Shabbos, Lo Av Yadach Shabbos, it would not be Daich Shabbos. The only way that it could be Daich Shabbos is only because B'Yayim was not an option at all. That it would not be a reason. And therefore, it must be that according to Reb Shimon, Machinami the Rebbe, he could have been frich. My God, my shiny Yosam, Shemitach Sashkita Shabbos. Therefore, according to Rebbe, you have the same problem. Why should it be the Shabbos? What are you going to say? Chaviv Mitzvah Vishaita? When the Chaviv Mitzvah Vishaita? The Chaviv Mitzvah Vishaita applies over there, not over here. Over there, the Shkita would apply. The Shmuel El Shiny Yosam. Why should you do? Therefore, why should you do it? According to why should you be able to be Dechas HaShabbos? If Seif calls Seif, Nikzar B'Yayim is good. Because it's different. You can do it already, Keshechnit, from Erev Shabbos. And therefore it should be able to work. Ella Kasavar.
If the dictator of the line is the dictator of the shite, then once we're talking about by day, once it's by day, everything is all bets are off.
We're saying over here, let me just add one thing here.
I don't see the fall.
By the Tabit, right. The Shechita was done on the Shabbos. We take the Tabit to Musaf.
That enables the Hagarim and everything.
That enables, it's because of that reason.
Once you start doing it. You let it complete the
whole thing.
The burning Hagarim.
Let's say you shechted it. You have the musaf. Let's say you have the musaf, you have to bring on Shabbos. Chaviyah mitzvah b'shaita. Chaviyah mitzvah, the tabit, the musaf, take the musaf. You can't shecht the musaf on Friday, it's Shabbos, it's carbon, right? You can. Let's say you shechted Shabbos, it's musaf on Friday. And then you picked up the dab and were mowing it. Rosh Hashanah's Beach and ain't leading by else Rosh Hashanah's Beach. We basket this way.
Okay.
We own this way. You can go do the Shechita of the Musaf on Friday. Put the dab up on the Mizbeach without his Riku. You'll leave it there and the leader will not help on the Mizbeach. And Shabbos, you'll do this Riku.
Do the same for the Torah?
Okay? Same thing by the Tabit. You really could do the same thing by the Tabit. The Tabit is asking a very good question now. Why not do that, Hashem? So what do you mean? The Teretz is, you have another option, because the Chaviv HaMitzvah B'Shaita tells you to do the whole thing even if it was avoidable. So we'll do the same thing over here. That's a question, that's a big disturbance. That's a chayma, that You're telling me, you know why it's Neicha? Because the Shechita is Neicha is HaShabbos. And the Shechita you certainly had it too. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. What are we saying over here? The Shechita you certainly had it too. Once you did that, then you have, you could do the Akhtari. But over here, you didn't have to do it. You didn't have to do it by the Shechita either. Go Shechita on Friday, you bring the ball, the Dab up to the Mizbeach, and you have it.
The
dog could solidify
over
that.
You
mix it.
Yeah, you
have
somebody. Will tell you, because of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, you could do it, and therefore you do it like that. But that's not because the Shechita has to be done. You're 100% right. But even though there's still a din of Eilas Shabbos B'Shabbato, in spite of the fact that there's another option. Because why? Because the Mitzvah, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, said the same thing over here. We have to be over here because you can avoid it. What do you mean avoid it? You can avoid it over there also. You don't have to go through hoops to avoid it, because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita applies even over there. So you don't have to go through hoops to avoid it. So avoid it, the same thing here. And that's a
horror. You can do it a week before, too.
Yeah. Elika Sama, Nachama. Great thing about Elika Sama, Rebbe, Tzirisu, Eimer, Ledachish. Elika Sama, Rebbe, Enechadabi. What's the answer for this? The answer is, there is no answer. As Gemara says, that Rebbe who holds Tzirus O'Aimer, it can be done B'Yayim, it's not Necha Shabbos. Elok HaSava Rebbe Tzirus O'Aimer Lo Dachya Shabbos. What do you mean? Faithful Gemara, what are you saying over here? It's not Necha Shabbos. Whoever has heard of such a thing? The lie. Well, tonight, what about our whole Perek? From the very beginning of the Perek, what have we been saying all along? But tonight, Machachami Maimrim, Echad Shabbos Mechad Chol, Mishalosh Sheyaba. They brought from three Sayyim, not five. The local Rebbe, maybe the first mission in the Perek is not Rebbe. Machachami Maimrim, Echad Shered, Echad Shabbos Mechad Chol, Mishalosh Shalosh Kupis. Either with three baskets or a bag of the shalosh mab, three sickles, or the Echadami, the local rabbi. What did there was an ex-missioner? The Mishabis, what did he say? The Arbar Lahem, Tarfukim, from Stukim. Look at the Arbar Lahem, Shabazoo, yeah, local rabbi, Echadami, it's all not like rabbi. Rabbi holds that it's not like a Shabbos. Nixer, Biyayim, Kosher, but they a Shabbos. Now, these two statements are contradictory. You can't really have them. What did the Mishnah tell us? Do these two things. Mamash ben Shiba Achas. Bad Shabbos late the Omer Tzit Nitzer Biyayim Kosher Rebbe. Tanim Dechas HaShabbos. So do my love Kitzira. Aren't we saying that? Look what it says. Nitzer Biyayim is Kosher. But what does it mean? Dechas HaShabbos. Kitzira is Dechas HaShabbos. Lo, Mitzah Krav. Lo, Hakru, Lo, Hakrava. Aval Kitzira, Lo. What do you mean, Matanya Rabbi Aimer, my Tamar, my Shes, my Ade Hashem, my Tamar, my Mar? Mishula Lomadu, Ella, Latame, Nu Pesach, Shinema, Mahemba, Mayado, the Mayado, Afila, Mishabes, the Mayado, Afila, Mituba, Akrava, the Tamar, and the Pesach, Artleich. Shah, Kabbadis, Atzibur, Minaya. And how do you know? All Kabbadis, Tzibur, all Musafim, everything is Neicha Shabbos, Tamar, my Mar. We know there's a Hekish of all the Mayadim. It's a hekesh of all the bayadim. Sholosh regalim, rashada, zdechesh, everything is zdechesh. Minayin the rabbis, oimer, v'hakar v'imoy. What about the oimer and kar v'imoy? Shtei alechem v'hakar v'imoy. Tamad leimer, my damer, moishes, mayade Hashem, hakasuv kavakum mayad v'fulon. Now, lemay, what is that referring to? The krava of the carbon? Or it's going to be going back on the Ksira even. Elay with Akrava. What does that mean? Shtei Alechem. B'nei Akrava Nina. What is it reference? A reference in Shtei Alechem. Yeah. All right. Well, wait. Good. El Apshita Litchidim Arkada. When it says the Shtei Alechem, we're referring to the Shtei Alechem. We didn't want to say it's going on the Kfasim. Or the Kitzei Atzeres. Not going on that. That's like regular. Kabbalah from the regular. El Apshita Litchidim Arkada. The Kabbalah Gabi Yomer. The Ktira. The Kadachi Es HaShabbos. Very interesting Gemara, the Chayra. From?
The
Well, also, we got, yeah, well, it depends. That's going to depend, of course, on whether or not there's another option even by the Shtei Alechem. Because it might be possible whether the Tana is a Klisharis or not also. It might not even be possible, such a thing. Not even the Chiyotif even. That's what Gemara is saying. Ella Imer Lahakrava Lishtei Alechem is Lafia. It tells you the Kiddush that we need it. It's for Afia. Because but in order to say that, how does that fit in with Rabbi Akiva? How does it fit in with Rabbi Akiva? The Afia can have an Erev Shabbos. The Teretz is you can't. Because of our Rabbi Tanner Mikadish. And Rebbe holds that Tanis Mikadish and the Yomfila Meyesmol is Lamalina. Therefore, Rebbe holds over there, yes, Techa Shabbos. The reason is because it was a Mesover. Rebbe Tanner Mikadish. Rebbe holds the Tanner is Mikadish. What do you mean? This is the Gemara. Remember, we wrote what we learned about Mem Zion. Right. Well, Tanya, Kitzei Atzeres, I'm a conscientious Alechem El Mishchita. At what point does it get Kedushas HaGuf? The Lechem. Only with the Shchita. Kitzei Shachton Lishman. Sorry, Tama Lishman. Kiddush Alechem. Shachton Shalom Lishman. Sorry, Tama Shalom Lishman. Look, Kiddush Alechem. What about Shachton Lishman? Sorry, Tama Shalom Lishman. There we have the big machlokes. Alechem kaddish v'ein on kaddish. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe tells what it means kaddish v'ein on kaddish. We have big machlokes. Abaye and Rovim. We have before him Memzayin. But over here, but the shechita is mekaddish. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon holds not like that. Imer. The island ein on kaddish. It has kedushas damim. It does not have kedushas aguf. Ad. Shishchat lishma v'zarakam lishma. Until you did those lishchita and the zrika lishma. And if you didn't do that, you're pointed. You can even be pointed. Or, like, Babayo, not going to be possible to be Amar Rab Nachman bar Yitzchak. So what do we say? We see what? That according to Rabbi, the Tanner obviously is not Mekadoshin, it's not a Klisharis. Because in order for it to get Kedusha, that's all that comes with the Shechita. What are you telling me over here? According to Rabbi, therefore what? That is not Mekadosh. So go and do it yesterday. How could it be that the Afi is going to be Deicha Shabbos? How would that work? No. It gets Kedusha. It's able to get Kedusha. Enochidabi, what will happen? Over here, it's going to be able, it'll get Kedusha already from before. Avraham Nachman bar Yitzchak hukfu'u. The lie hukfu'u, when he says the Shechita does it, he does not mean that the Shechita is Mekadosh and Kedusha Sakuf. Two things. Wait, before I say it over here. He's saying the Tanner is Mekadosh. That means, obviously, when is the Afiyah going to take place by the Shtei Alecha? When will the Shtei? It'll have to take place on Yom Tov, right? Because otherwise the Gemara holds going to become possible either. It can't become possible. So that's the first thing. According to Rabbi, it'll come out. You can do it. It's the pashtus of the Gemara here. The Gemara later on will have it on Tzadik Hay. And therefore, according to Rabbi, when do you bake the Shtei Alecha? You bake it on Yom Tov. There's no other option. What are you going to do? Do it tomorrow, yesterday. It's not possible, leave it. Okay. So it gets good. The Afia will do it. What does he mean that the Shechita is Mekadosh? Not the Gemara. That's why we brought this Gemara when we learned Mem Zion. Because this Gemara is a complementary piece to that Gemara Memzai. What does he mean it's Mekadosh? Let's see the way Rashi learns. And the Gemara says, Amram Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Hukvu Uvaloi Hukvu Uomar. See the Rashi? Hukvu means what my Rabbi said, not Kipshuto at all. Hukvu Shachta Lishman, Mizarak Dama Lishman, Hukvu Achalus, the Yaisa Kvasim. They are hukvu, they are associated in permanence with those kvasim. The ein yachal is shadais halechem. You can't change the lechem and read the, and divert it to a different carbon. Shalto lishmad bizarat dabit shalal lishmad. Lo hukvu, they lo hukvu avol kadosh betaner. But on the other hand, shachtam, lachamo. They know how to shut eyes on the Zebach Acher.
That was only
shut. Not on the Shman. The Zarak Dama, Shalom, the Shman, my hookful. That'll be on Rabbi Lazar Reb Shem. According to Rabbi, if it's shut on the Shman, the Zama, it's hookful, how callous the eyes and kvasim, they know how to shut eyes on the Chabach, the Zebach Acher. Shut on the Shman, the Zarak Dama, Shalom, the Shman, my hookful. Of a Kaddish Betaner. The sheet that has to be. Well, it's a sad problem here with the gear, so with the Rashi over here. That doesn't fit, according to Rebbe. Let me just get the your test over here. The sheet, if you take a look. Avo Mikdash Kachi. It is Mikdash Kachi. Because of the Tanner.
Not the Tanner.
Okay, so now, it's the father, the Tanner is Mekadosh. There's nothing to talk about that. That's a thing before we get to Rebbe and Rav Lazar and Rav Shimon. The question is only whether or not what makes it Kach? What makes it, Hukvu'u? To divert it to a different carbon. And this is a very big problem. This is a very, very big problem. If this is all true, like the way Rashi says, what happens then when we talk about the machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar and Rebbe Shimon? Remember the Gemara on the Memzai trying to find Nafkaminas? Abaye and Rabbi said, one of Nafkaminas, when they can be pointed. Rabbi Lazar and Shimon said, until it has the Zrika, until the Zrika is done, nothing happens. It's Kedushas Nami, we can be pointed. Rabbi holds, no. It has Kedushas Haguf, he can be pointed. Another Madar Abaya comes and says, enough Kamina's weather becomes Pasal B'Yaitzei. Pasal B'Yaitzei. According to Rabbi, it'll become Pasal B'Yaitzei. It gets Kedusha right away. According to Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon, it doesn't become possible to be Yitzhak because the Kedusha itself is not chal to later. Okay. According to this Gemara, Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak is a new man to Omar. He holds that according to Rebbe, you can't go ahead and change it to a different carbon. According to Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon, you can. Why does the Gemara leave that out? If it's another man to Omar. That's one. And maybe even more than that. What happened to the Din Zika? The Gemara explores all the possibilities. Whether the Tanufa, he makes this, the Tanufa takes place way before this. I'd say way before. It takes before this. And the Gemara says, what happens if it gets lost? The whole thing becomes possible. Kaput. Now, let's say there's a Zika that's established from the time of the Tanufa. What will happen if over here he takes the Lechem up, the Shnei Alechem, and he puts it together with another carbon. What will happen to the kvasim also? It's already huskaku zelaza. What do you mean? If one gets lost, the other one say, isn't this a case also of yesh zika? The zika, let's say, might have been established at the time of the tnufa. That means they're inseparable. If one got lost, the other one is automatically puzzled. Now what? So what do you say? You take it and switch it to a different carbon, and possible the Tvasin? You wouldn't be able to do that. And then, what's happening over here? Because of this, Taisvis, there's a long Taisvis, remember we saw, on the Memvav Amin Aleph. Now, Tyson Lord, that's not what it means that we have over here. What it means is that I mean the Psil Yaitse, where we're talking over here. Tyson has nothing to do with this. When he says that, well, according to Tukful Valai Hukful, it means to a certain level of Kedushas HaGuf, that'll become possible Yaitse. That's how Tyson learned it. Take a look at Tyson. Not learned at all, like Rashi. On the other hand, what did Rashi hold? And there we have everybody Mutzitzach. What is it, according to Rashi? Why did the Gemara leave out Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak? And not only that, the Gemara, why did the Gemara leave out Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak? And also, what happened to the din of Zika? What happened to the Zika? The Brisker Rav comes, the Taras HaKadosh, and others also. The Shleimer, the way to different, to offer possibilities for this. But the way the Rav learns it, the way the Rav learns it, hukful means there's a difference between the Zika and the hukvu. The Zika means, give an example. The Zika means that they both become complements of each other in the whole shem of the carbon. What happened? Remember we had a Mishnah on Daf Tezvav? Let's say a person is mechagel by the kvasim. I'm going to eat the kvasim chutz l'zmano. What happens? Pigles chal the kvasim and or the lechem. The lechem and the kvasim are indivisible. On the other hand, let's say what the din of Yesh Zika. Zika would not say that. Zika would mean that their two things are independent of each other, but they're ma'ak of each other. If your kvasim get lost, the lechem becomes puzzle. If the lechem gets lost, the kvasim become puzzle. That thing would not necessarily say that if you're mafagil by the kvasim, the chalaisin pigle is going to be chal on the lechem.
Mm-hmm.
Think that it's absolutely one carbon you don't. But what is ma'akiv the other? That, yeah.
But what
is ma'akiv the other? But not that they're all one chetzah of carbon. The finish that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is coming to tell us, Alima the Rebbe, is that finish that we saw in that Mishnah on Daf Tezvav. Hukvu is lo'ukva means that they become an integral part of the same carbon.
And pigle will happen.
And therefore, it's possible that pigle, let's say you're going to be mefagil about a kvasin, the pigle will be the spashin to the lechem also. There's a difference between the din of Zika and the din of hukvu, according to as an answer for Rashi. Tosfos learned a whole different way to learn over here. But that's the big problem of how to reconcile this Gemara with the guy's a sugi, not Mem Zion. All right, well, Mem Hashem will pick up this tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.